Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends of sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great in sports history. And welcome to your sports break for December 18th, as we will talk about some of the great athletes that did some excellent events that are very memorable on this date of December 18th, along with the uniform numbers that they may have worn to help it make it that much more memorable and resonate in our sporting history minds. And before we get to those uniform numbers, let's make sure that you know about our Twitter account. We are at Pigskin Dispatch. It's the Pigpen Sports emblem to get on Twitter. We'd love to have you give us a follow on there. Send us a DM and see everything that we do on Twitter. And I think you'll really appreciate that, seeing everything we post and what we like, and participate and interact with us on that great platform. Now, the uniform numbers of this December 18th are numbers 7, 9, 12, 3, 77, 6, 8, 42, 10, and number 1. December 18th, 1956 is our starting point on the calendar, and the Ballon d'Or Blackpool and England winger number 7, Stanley Matthews, ended up winning the inaugural award, nominating the best European football player, soccer it is to us here in the States, as he beat out Real Madrid pair number 9, Alfredo Di Stefano, and number 7, Raymond Kopa. Now, those are some three great excellent players, but Stanley Matthews won that inaugural award as being the best soccer player over there in Europe. December 18th, 1932, the National Football League decided that a final game to determine a champ would be played in a special Chicago game at Wrigley Field on December 18th, 1932. The NFL title was supposed to be given to the team with the best record. This had been the case for over a decade in this very young NFL, ever since the APFA started in 1920. Well, the 1932 season ended with the Chicago Bears and the Portsmouth Spartans in a virtual tie atop the records of the league. Now, rumor has it that George Halas, the owner of the Chicago Bears, challenged the Spartans to play a game to settle the tie. Both teams wanted no part of any kind of co-champion baloney. Thus, what we got was ended up being the first NFL championship game in history. It was unscheduled and unplanned by the National Football League brass, but the Spartans and the Bears decided, and especially George Halas pushing the envelope a little bit to get his team jockeyed into being the champions. Well, this first postseason game in NFL history, as it may be, had some massive twists and turns to make it really a remarkable story, even though the game was going to be played to determine the NFL champion. Now, the first occurrence was that the Spartans star Dutch Clark, number 12, who played quarterback, couldn't play in the game because he had to work. Yeah, that's right. NFL players did not make enough to sustain themselves for the whole year long, so they had other jobs. Clark worked as the head basketball coach at Colorado College, and his hoops team had a game on December 18th, so Dutch basically couldn't get off work to make the football game in Chicago. It was scheduled only like a week prior to that. Well, the second crazy thing that happened was due to a freak late fall blizzard in Chicago, the game had to be moved inside Chicago Stadium because Wrigley Field was covered deep with snow and with frozen and dangerous sub-zero temperatures. They were worried about players and the crowd alike, and how do you play in that much snow? So the playing field had to be modified to play this game inside. So they played on a field that was only 80 yards long and some 30 yards narrower than the normal field that the teams were used to playing on all season. Well, the last item that made this game to be sort of an oddity was the contest's only touchdown. The Bears' number 3, Bronco Nagurski, threw up a scoring jump pass to number 77 star Red Grange, but the Spartans argued that Nagurski did not meet the requirement of a legal forward pass. In those days, you had to be 5 yards or more behind the line of scrimmage. As a matter of fact, we talked about Nagurski yesterday in a pass that he threw in a scheduled NFL championship game just a year later, that it was also controversial if he was 5 yards or more behind the line of scrimmage. Well, the officials said that the play stood, and the Bears ended up winning the NFL title by a score of 9-0. The Spartans franchise would become the Lions in 1933 when they moved from Portsmouth, Ohio to Detroit, Michigan. December 18, 1962, the Ballon d'Or Dukler Prague midfielder, number 6, Josef Mastepust, won the award for the best European football player. He beat out Benfica striker Eusebio, number 8, and FC Köln defender, number 6, Karl-Heinz Schlegler. December 18, 1977, the NBA Cleveland Cavaliers franchise retired the number 42 jersey of one Nate Thumond. December 18th, 2001, the Ballon d'Or award were given out, and Liverpool forward number 10, Michael Owen, was named as the top football player in Europe, ahead of Real Madrid striker number 7, Raul, and Bayern Munich goalkeeper number 1, Oliver Kahn. And that is your sports history for this December 18th, your sports break. Once again, to show you just what has going on in sports and the history on a certain day, and the uniform numbers that the players wore. We're glad you could join us for this. We hope you'll join us each and every day for some more great sports history. And in the meantime, you can find us on sportshistorynetwork.com, jerseydispatch.com, and pigskindispatch.com. And as always, have a great sports history day. This penalty kill is almost over. I got to get back out on the ice. But thanks again for joining us for another great edition of Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We'll see you tomorrow. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com. Not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. Get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the Official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the Official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.